news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
At press time, President Biden is meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Geneva. The two leaders have been sharply criticizing each other for months. Biden has called out Putin for malicious cyber attacks by Russian hackers and for the jailing of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Putin has responded by saying the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol by a mob of Trump supporters showed that the U.S. is in no position to claim to be a model of democracy. No breakthroughs are expected, but Biden said the meeting was an important step toward stabilizing the two countries' relationship and making it clear to Moscow, quote, what the red lines are. Well, there's less than good news out of the Middle East, where Israel's military launched airstrikes against Hamas sites in Gaza early Wednesday. The strikes were in retaliation for what was described as incendiary balloons that entered Israel from the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip. There were no immediate reports of casualties. The Israeli Defense Forces said in a statement that its jets targeted Hamas military compounds. The exchange came as tensions escalated over a demonstration in East Jerusalem by Jewish nationalists. Hamas had urged Palestinians to, quote, resist the march. The violence underscored the fragility of the Egyptian-brokered truce that ended 11 days of fighting last month and marked an early test for the new government of Prime Minister Naftali Bennett, whose coalition took power on Sunday. Thankfully, calm appears to have returned later in the morning. Let's keep our fingers crossed. A previously secret batch of emails was released by the House Oversight Committee on Tuesday. They revealed unrelenting attempts by Donald Trump's White House to pressure the Justice Department to investigate false allegations of election fraud after Trump lost to Joe Biden in the 2020 election. The emails show that Trump and his lawyers and Chief of Staff Mark Meadows saw the Department of Justice as a way to legitimize their false election claims. One email from Meadows asked the DOJ to investigate bizarre claims that people in Italy were manipulating U.S. votes through satellites. Seriously. Jeffrey Rosen, acting attorney general in the final day of Trump's time in office, was reportedly prepared to resign rather than buy into this nonsense. Then acting deputy attorney general Richard Donahue wrote in response to a New Year's Day email from Meadows, pure insanity. This is not ending as more and more documents concerning Trump's controversies are apparently being released to relevant committees. Stay tuned. Well, it was a rare unanimous vote in the Senate on Tuesday, making Juneteenth, celebrated on June 19th, a federal holiday. Juneteenth commemorates the end of slavery in the United States, when the last enslaved people in Texas finally learned that they were free. It was first celebrated in Texas in 1865, and today most states recognize Juneteenth as a holiday. The bill is expected to also pass in the House. Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin had blocked an earlier attempt to pass the bill, citing the cost of giving federal employees another day off, but he backed down ahead of the vote. Though it's not yet a federal holiday, Americans will celebrate Juneteenth this Saturday. Well, a New York judge ruled on Tuesday that convicted rapist and disgraced former movie producer Harvey Weinstein will be extradited to California for trial on sexual assault charges. Dozens of women have accused Weinstein of sexual assault and rape. He was sentenced to 23 years in prison last year after being convicted of rape in New York. He now faces charges related to the alleged sexual assaults of five women in California. A Weinstein representative told The Hollywood Reporter that he was disappointed with the New York ruling and would ask the court to delay extradition until Weinstein can receive the medical care he needs. Prosecutors said Weinstein, quote, didn't get to pick when and where he gets medical treatment, adding that L.A. isn't some remote outpost without proper treatment available. Mackenzie Scott, the ex-wife of Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, is one of the richest women in the world. She announced Tuesday that, along with her new husband, Dan Jewett, they donated $2.74 billion to 286 charitable organizations in her latest bid to fulfill her vow to donate most of her fortune. This latest donation brings the total that Scott has donated to $8 billion. As part of her divorce, she received 4% of Amazon stock, which was at the time worth $36 billion. But her stake has continued to grow despite her contributions as Amazon shares skyrocketed during the pandemic. Her net worth has now risen to about $60 billion. Although she didn't list the amounts she gave to each group, the recipients include the Apollo Theater, Ballet Hispanico, and other arts groups, as well as colleges, racial justice advocates, and organizations fighting domestic violence. Good for her. And finally, the House of Representatives voted Tuesday to award congressional gold medals to law enforcement officers who responded to the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. It passed overwhelmingly by a vote of 406 to 21. 21? Yep, 21 members of Congress, all Republicans, of course, voted against honoring the Capitol Police and others from law enforcement who put their lives on the line to protect them on January 6th. I know you want to know who the 21 were. Well, here we go. Andy Biggs of Arizona, Thomas Massey of Kentucky, Andy Harris, Maryland, Lance Gooden of Texas, Matt Gaetz of Florida, Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, Louis Gohmert of Texas, Michael Cloud of Texas, Andrew Clyde of Georgia, Greg Stubbe of Florida, Bob Good of Virginia, John Rose of Tennessee, Lauren Boebert of Colorado, Barry Moore of Alabama, Ralph Norman, South Carolina, Matt Rosendale, Montana, Chip Roy of Texas, Paul Gosar of Arizona, Warren Davidson, Ohio, Scott Perry, Pennsylvania, Jody Heiss of Georgia, and Mary Miller of Illinois. Despite those 21 votes, 4 gold medals will be printed, one for the Capitol Police, one for the Washington, D.C. Police, one for the Smithsonian Institute, and one to be displayed in the Capitol. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.